Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
So, tariff story. According to Trump, he's done over 200 deals, so things must be coming right. Would that be true or not, Greg?
Yeah, they might be stretching it a little bit, but we'll have to see, won't we? But, yeah, talking about negotiations, it seems a little bit of brightness, I suppose, on both sides. This is obviously a game of tariff chicken run. Yeah, that big development last week was Trump saying that the 145% tariffs on Chinese imports wouldn't be that high, although then Chinese would need to give him something, though, including being open to having more US goods being sold. So it does seem like the stance is softening a bit. You know, you have to think that, you know, all the numbers and he put on that board, you know, the triple-digit tariffs, yeah, pretty ridiculous when you sort of think about it. So reports that China, obviously it's been going toe-for-toe, they're mulling the suspension of the 125% tariff on stuff like medical equipment, industrial chemicals. So you just wonder, Mike, if we've passed peak trade war fear and, you know, do investors have less cause to be terrified about the outcome? Yeah, perhaps so. You know, there's been a lot of bravado from the Trump administration, but yeah, I was thinking a lot of it was to do with the initial tariff tantrum, which might be settling down a bit. You know, maybe Trump realises there's a lot of stuff that the US can't make, you know, in the quantities they need at any time soon, particularly from China, and iPhones is just one example. So he obviously wants to back down without losing face and say it was all part of the master plan, but you know, he said also over the weekend that he considers tariffs of 20 to 50% on foreign countries a year from now as being a victory. And as you said, he reckons there's around about 200 deals coming. He said China, actually, in fact, that was Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, over the weekend, said that there was a special negotiation underway with China. So maybe more twists and turns. I note that also reports that China's preparing contingency plans in case things don't work out. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Okay, so how domestically is that affecting America yet, if it is?
Yeah. It is. So I think, you know, part of the softening of the stance is obviously the stock market volatility, but it is also having a real impact on the economy. So a few numbers here. So on Friday, US existing home sales, they fell almost 6%, 4 million units. Inventory of existing homes jumped 8%. Supplies up nearly 20% on a year ago. So we've got higher borrowing costs. And of course, you know, the tariff policy is also complicating what the Fed looks to do on bringing down rates further. You've got lumber prices that are shooting up thanks to tariffs. You've got general concerns over an economic slowdown. You've got new homes inventory. That's at the highest since late 2007. Then you look at durable goods orders. So you look at the proxy for business spending plans, and you exclude aircraft from the equation, edged up just 0.1% in March. So my businesses are cautious. This is going to filter through to the economy. We've got GDP out this week for the March quarter. We're expecting growth of just 0.5%, and that compares to 2.4% in the fourth quarter. On the manufactured goods print, it did surge 9.2%, but that was driven by commercial aircraft orders, and they're up 138%. Boeing had on its website that it received 192 aircraft orders in March, up from 13 February. Of course, China has a ban on them as things stand. And ironically, tourism is looking like another drag on the economy, Mike. So foreign visitors to the US by air fell nearly 10% in March, 4.5 million. Now, this is a big concern for the US travel industry. It brings in $1 trillion a year. And meanwhile, inflation expectations, as we know, are picking up. The final University of Michigan survey had the one-year outlook at 6.5%. Now, that's the highest since November 1981. So, yeah, tough spot for the Fed, Mike, although at least Jerome Powell isn't in the firing line anymore, according to Trump.
No, and then we got Alphabet, who came to the party with some nice eye-watering numbers.
Yeah, that's right. Lots of big tech stocks were on the up on Friday, including Tesla. It was up nearly 10%. But Alphabet, that owns Google, that was up 1.5%. That beat on the top and bottom line. Search and advertising units going pretty well. Revenue for the quarter, about $1 billion more than expected, $90.2 billion. YouTube's going pretty well. Google Cloud revenue was strong. Alphabet said AI Overviews, which is its AI tool placed at the top of the Google search page, now has 1.5 billion users per month. So that's going pretty well. They did talk about the tariff situation. They said there will be some headwinds, including the ending of this de minimis trade loophole, which stops on May 2nd. So that basically means that shipments worth less than $800 can enter the US duty-free. Not anymore, and that'll affect advertising from likes of Temu and Shine. Despite some caution over the outlook, here and now is going pretty well for Apple. Quarterly net income up 46% to $34.5 billion. So the shares were higher. One tech, which was low, is Intel, down nearly 7%. The chipmaker issued disappointing guidance and talked about very fluid trade policies as the reason. So we'll see what other companies are saying this week. We've got a deluge of earnings. Lots of big tech names as well, so that'll be interesting.
Good stuff. Numbers, please.
So they're on the up on Friday. The Dow was up 20 points, 40.113. S&P 500 up 0.7%, 5525. NASDAQ up 1.3%. FTSE 100 up 0.1%. Nikkei up 1.9%. So the Japanese PM announced some measures to conflict what we're seeing on the tariff and trade front. ASX 200 and NZX 50, of course, closed for Anzac Day, lest we forget. Spot gold down $30, 3320. WTI oil up 23 cents, 63.0. And the currencies, Kiwi lower against the US, 59.6, Australian dollar, 93.2, lower also against the pound, 44.8, but we were high against the yen, 85.7. This week, Mike, lots going on locally, business confidence, building permits, and offshore. We've got GDP and inflation data of the US and the Eurozone, China manufacturing data also for the US, and the US non-farm payrolls. Bank of Japan, they're also meeting. And big week for earnings. We've got, in the supercap tech names, we've got Microsoft, Meta, Apple and Amazon, wow. And in the more sort of traditional end of the scale, we've got Visa, Caterpillar, Coca-Cola, and McDonald's. So lots going on.
Geez, we'll look forward to it all. Well done, mate. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.